This is episode 1142. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I want to congratulate you. If you have been following along this week in our Simplicity series, if so, congratulations, because this is the final episode. And I'm proud of you for going through a 7-part Simplicity series. If you are just joining us, you are in the right place because you can jump in on any episode at any point in any series because the episodes don't follow any sequence. So you are welcome if you're just joining us now. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And our techniques are always customized around a particular theme. We explore this theme throughout the entire week. And this allows you to really master a particular quality in your life. And as I mentioned, it's been all about simplicity this week. Now, how are you doing on the challenge I issued you at the beginning of the series, where I asked you to select a volunteer hardship challenge? I hope that you gained some awareness as to what different things you do, different things you have, people you spend time with, situations in your life, places you go. I hope that throughout this series, you gain some awareness on how to let go of excess so that you can be happier with less without feeling as though you're sacrificing anything. And so your hardship challenge was to do something where you had to stretch yourself a little. And it was not only for you to become more simplified in your life, but to also benefit the world or others in some way. So I heard from several of you telling me the different challenges you undertook, and most of them had to do with reaching out to others, such as making the effort to spend some time getting to know a little better someone who previously was difficult to be around. That can be a hardship. So that was a great volunteer hardship challenge, and it also benefited someone else. And I also heard a lot of challenges where you're doing something for the environment. You're walking instead of driving everywhere, or you're picking up litter, or you're planting herbs. And this is a beautiful way to simplify your life. Even I heard from someone who is committed to remembering to take their cloth grocery bag to the grocery store instead of always forgetting it, and as a result, bringing more plastic and paper into their home. So these are some great hardship challenges. And as you consider meditating today, as you get ready to meditate, think about what was successful this week. So this is a reflection technique for today. Think about what worked really well for you and what maybe surprised you that wasn't so difficult to give up. And then think about what was frightening, what shocked you, what was difficult to consider letting go of. So this is a reflection for your meditation today, and it's a way for you to track how well you did. You've just been through a week-long Simplicity series for many of you, and it's time to take stock. And this allows you to become aware of how you're doing, where you can improve, where you had success. Celebrate that success. And as you do your meditation and reflect on your big wins and what was difficult, make sure you stop at some point and go into your own inner stillness, because this is true meditation. The techniques help to focus your mind, calm your body, calm your thoughts. But meditation is truly letting go of your thoughts and simply being. So take stock of your week. Notice your big wins and your challenges. And then go into your own inner stillness. I honor you again for all you're doing for yourself. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through a half hour meditation, or you could break off at the 15-minute point, I invite you to 2 weeks of free access to a subscription membership site I have at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there you'll find access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as journals customized for each series. So you'd get a simplicity journal for this week, as well as a guide with all the techniques organized for you so you can do them again and again. Again, this is at sipandom.com, and this will soon be an app for you. For now, go into your own inner stillness and know you are so worth slowing down for.